Blog Talk Radio.
Bracing the stage, but I'm turning the page. That moment's gone, so I wrote you this song. Now it feels like the road is telling me where to go now. There's nothing to fear, it's so special here. So I'll go pack my bags, take the train, leave with nothing but my own hopes and dreams. That's everything to me.
Welcome to Celestial Reflections with me, your host, astrologer, meta-scientist, and rebel psychic Dionysus, today on a very sacred Saturday. Today's discussion will be centered on the sun's ingression into the sign of Aries, marking the spring equinox, a period of emergence, life, and activity. To touch on the subject from an archetypal level, I would like to bring in, a discussion on what Aries actually means and its associations with the hero and the soldier. But I'll do that in a little bit. So today I have joining me astrologer and Reiki practitioner of Healing Spirit Community, Starlene. So I'm going to go and grab her now. I'm just going to grab her. Okay, I grabbed her.
Yay.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Absolutely amazing. this spring equinox is such a powerful time. It brings in rushes of vital and salubrious energy. It just makes you feel, more ready to live and to be alive and actually do something. So, I guess for me, what it had done was I ended up walking, I don't know how many miles, but it was just, lots of miles in the hot sun, which also relates to the Aries energy, being that, it it's a fire element. And I just felt so alive. I felt really ready, to just do something. So my question for you quickly is, how did the spring equinox affect you?
I feel like it's a time of renewal, of beginning, beginning things as far as like setting new goals and, even looking at different relationships and a different perspective, friends and loved ones and stuff like that. And I think it's just a sign of like fertility and creativity and, that kind of thing. And I've been in that mode for a while, but it feels like, the change is like now, and that's when it's like happening, So
now
it's a good
that's
thing. Yeah.
Perfect word to sum up the sun's ingression into Aries now. What's happening now within our lives, what we are doing now, how we are living now, what actions we are taking now. So, I feel that it's amazing that you said that, because it makes me feel the need to just tell everyone to focus on what it is that you guys out there are doing now, what actions you are taking in your life to better project your spirit and to live up to your destiny and to your cosmic calling. In some way or another, and that cosmic calling can be seen through your sun sign. So, if you're an Aquarius, then most likely you're going to be someone who's aligned with large groups of people, working within a network where you can better humanity. Or if you're a Gemini, then you're basically thinking for yourself and relating and relaying your information to other people. And now, with the sun's ingression into Aries, it's pretty much a time period for all of us to actually live up to our cosmic, I'm just going to say, destiny and expectation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to read here what I have about the sun being in Aries. One of the things that I would like to ask you as an astrologer, when you're doing transits, how do you go about delineating how the sun in Aries is going to affect each different specific person, because the sun in Aries, that is basically the conglomeration and the focus for the spring equinox's energies, and the sun itself is going to display its energies it's going to display its energies into different areas of the person's life depending on what house position it's in. So how do you go about, delineating that?
Well, I would look at the house position that it's in, but I also look at it like where their sun was in, what zodiac their sun was in, and what house planet their house that their sun was in. And I would look at it and I would, see what, because whenever I think of Aries, I'm always think of like pioneering kind of energy, one that's very independent and self-reliant, one that moves towards a progression. And I would look at where their sun was in the house and in the zodiac sign that their sun was in. And I would kind of relate it to, like, for Geminis, I would say, like a sun in Gemini, I would say, where somebody might want to move with their intellect or, their communication, thinking about that, I would think about what would activate. I would also look at Mars, of course, because Mars is part, ruled by Aries.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, that makes all the sense. Well, for all of you out there, I just want you to know that this sun moving into the sun of Aries will bring to the forefront the birth of projects and activities that will help you guys out there to move forward in your life. But at the same time, this energy can spark friction. It can cause anger to like rise up in people. Have you noticed that with like the Aries energy a lot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because Aries is a masculine energy and it can be aggressive at times, I've noticed that can affect people, especially if they have a strong Aries, placement in their chart. If they have, like, Mars and Aries, it might give them lots of energy or, you know, make an aggression come out if it's there. I mean, everybody has a little bit of everything, but, you know, it can draw that kind of energy out in them. So it makes sense that could happen. And I've noticed with myself, I felt more like this morning, and this is something I don't know that I really consciously do it, but I was like, oh my gosh, it's time to clean the house and get rid of all this, you know, I opened up all my windows, get rid of all the stuff that I'm not really, like, needing for any particular thing. I'm just, you know, like, clean house and start new, you know, and then I started thinking about, oh, you know, spring cleaning, people do that, and I was just thinking, you know, wow, maybe that was something that was not directly astrologically related, but it was at the same time, you know, that kind of thought went through my head, so.
Wow, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does, right?
It does. Well, to go on, this is, you know, basically a time of initiation. It's a time when you guys basically should spark and start a project or start moving towards achieving what it is that you guys want to achieve in life. Mm-hmm. So one thing I'm going to ask you all to think about is right now, what is it that you want to achieve? And if you guys could go ahead and type it in the chat room, that would be amazing. If not, you can simply, you know, at home, get on your laptop or maybe Microsoft Word and write down what it is that you want to achieve for yourself. Make a personal biography about your life and about the direction that you want your life to take. The sun's ingression in the Aries represents a period where utilizing our personal power is going to be prominent. It's going to be very important. And that's another reason why the Aries energy is related to anger, because this personal power can be used in an egotistical or a beneficial manner. And most often, within the context of human reality, we tend to overdo power, and it tends to move towards egotistical energy, and that in turn can cause conflict with another. Or what we do is we so intensely want to do what it is that we want to do that we end up stepping over another person. And, mm-hmm. you know, that definitely relates to the spring equinox as well. So what do you feel about those that will be affected by this energy in such a way that it will bring up conflict? And what do you think you can, like, tell them to do to kind of...
Well, I think what you said was really good as far as writing something down or beginning a new project. And I also think, and we talked a little bit about this earlier, I think it's really good to begin these new things under this Aries sun right now, because when we move into Taurus, we're going to start manifesting those things, you know, like those things that we started. You know, now is the passion, the fire, the energy that we need to get things going. And sometimes that consists of mental thought or planning things out, and you're not actually doing the physical work. And that's okay. We need those steps to get us to the place where we're ready to physically make things, you know, or physically make it happen. So, you know, it's all about living in that perspective and you know, moving towards beginning a project, thinking it out, you know, placing it out, and then knowing that what's coming after that is going to be, you know, the manifesting of it, the actual physical putting it into whatever form that you want to put it into. And I love the idea of bringing, I think of the equinox, the vernal equinox, as fertility and creativity. So, you know, tapping into those energies that's all within ourselves. You know, Aries is a fire sign. So, you know, whenever I think of fire signs, I think of really creative creatures, you know, especially Aries and Leos in particular. But, you know, that kind of thing. Just what do you want to create? What is it that you want to create?
Exactly. And for yourselves, because Aries is a personal sign. So that makes a lot of sense. What it is that we want to personally create for our lives. The fire energy, I guess it relates to life, action, activity, drive, passion, creativity. Aries is a cardinal sign, so that speaks on the actual initiation of those different energies, that, you know, the initiation of life, the initiation of activity, the initiation of creativity. And it's a personal sign, so it's our personal initiation into society, not necessarily in relation to another, which, you know, brings up again the need to kind of be wary of the ego, but it does definitely, I guess, give us a new perspective when it comes to our own life. It's almost as if we're all experiencing a new life, you know, with the sun coming out. It's like bright. It's like an entirely new, I don't know, it's like a new era for me. It's like,
yeah, I mean, I've always felt like it's a new year, you know, because it really is. It's an astrological new year, but I've always felt like it's just a new beginning, a new year. It's more of like a celebration in my mind than the actual January 1st, you know, because we're really, in my opinion and perspective, we're really, I live by the cycles, you know, the cycles of the the word I'm looking for. the cycles of fall or fall and winter and spring and summer. What's that word?
There we go. Oh wait. Oh, the seasons.
The season. I'm like, what is that word?
Oh,
you know,
God.
Yeah. So I look at it from that perspective, and in the spring, I want to begin new things. I want to have that fertile, you know, creative energy, and then, you know, in the summer, it's different. In the fall and winter, it's different too. So you just, you know, you tap into that kind of creative stuff. So
okay, wow. Every spring equinox is not, you know, all they're not all the same, in that.
Right.
The spring equinox is marked by the sun's placement in Aries, 0 degrees, and with that said, there are different planets connected to it, right? And these different planets all dictate to different things, and at any given year that the spring equinox takes place, there are different planetary positions that are affecting the energies of this equinox. For this equinox, we have a conjunction between the Sun and Uranus. So how do you feel like that changes the energy of this equinox as opposed to, you know, maybe another equinox that took place last year?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. I said...
I don't know where the planets were last year off my head. I'd have to look, but for... thinking about it, you know, you think about the sun being your energy and what your focus is, and you think about Uranus being different surprises, thinking about the metaphysical, the mystical, things like that, and being in a conjunction, it would make those planets kind of work together. Whenever I see a conjunction in any, you know, natal or astrological moment, I would think about how the planets interact with each other. And sometimes they even interact to the point where they're like one. So I would think that this would bring us to more spiritual understanding, even maybe surprises of some sort, because Uranus is all about surprises. And being that it's the sun it's mixed with, it's not Pluto that it's mixed with, that would make me think of maybe some crazy surprises, but being that it's the sun, it brings about light and energy and positivity. And it'd be a good time to start different spiritual studies if you feel like, you know, you've been wanting to learn a certain thing, then, you know, why not buy a book about it, take a class, you know, that kind of thing, get a reading or something like that, help provide some light into that subject for yourself. So that's what I would kind of look at that.
You know, I love the way that you see this. I kind of see it from a little bit of a different perspective. For me, when I think of Uranus, I think of, like, reformation, the changing of structure, you know, upheaval, but at the same time, progression and advancement, and universal intent, you know? And for me, when I think about this conjunction between the Aries energy and the Pisces energy, because Uranus is placed in Pisces, I think of the beginning and the end merging together. I think of action and life and spirit merging with spirit and emotion and the soul that's represented by Pisces. Pisces, for me, represents that, like, mystical energy, whereas Aries represents that warrior and active energy. And I feel like together... when you take into consideration Uranus representing the universal focus and intent and organization and structure and restructuring and consciousness, I feel that it may represent like a universal awakening that will allow people's actions to be dictated and guided by spirits and spiritual forces and higher forces and dimensions and energies. And it's almost like a spiritual birth when you consider Aries representing the beginning of a new life. And
right.
It's that kind of thing. So I think that this is going to be like a global event, whereas people are going to be, you know, we've already seen a hint of this already with everyone, adults and children are like opening up to psychic and spiritual practices, and, you know, how everyone nowadays wants to be a psychic and an angel translator or whatever the heck they call it. Like, you know, but I feel like now more so than ever, we're going to see the birth of a new spiritual era in some way or another, or a spiritual progression.
Yeah, that is a great way of looking at it.
And I think to blend it with what you said, you know, it makes sense that people are moving towards opening up to the metaphysical because of Uranus being in Pisces. Uranus does represent progression. What we as a you know, what we all should move towards, and within in Pisces, it's like we are moving towards attaining metaphysical knowledge. We are moving towards having a universal blended unity and spiritual consciousness, whereas we're basically killing off the individual and ushering in the universal, you know. And when I say individual, I mean individual consciousness and universal consciousness, not like killing any one, because that's not what I mean. So another thing that I feel to bring up is the Uranus representing electricity. You know, we were talking about this earlier, and with Pisces, it's almost as if the Uranian energies of electricity are charging up people's nervous systems and heightening their awareness and their vibrations. What do you think about this? Have you felt like more charged psychically, or have you felt like you've been expressing like telepathy and all these different things?
Oh, well,
I know.
I do it a lot with you anyway. I think that's a natural connection with each other.
Yeah.
But absolutely, I've had, you know, experiences with other people that I'm not necessarily, you know, so in tune with, and I've experienced that whole say the same thing or think the same thing, or I was just thinking about you and you called me kind of thing, definitely. And I think that's part of the Uranian energy that we end up embracing when, you know, there's aspects like the psycho that go on, you know. And I think that's natural for everybody, but at the same time, someone with a prominent Uranus in their chart or prominent a Pisces even would have this kind of energy, you know, too. So it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So you really have been, like, expressing, like, you know, a heightened psychic nature, whereas maybe last year was Uranus in Pisces last year? Oh, yeah, it might have been. Yeah, it definitely was. Well, I don't know. Let's just say compared to when you were younger, do you feel that the psychic energy has increased within you? Or that
I do. I do. I feel like it takes time for that to happen, but I feel, you know, it takes time for you to become more sensitive to it, if that makes sense. And I do feel like, you know, I've become more understanding of it, more connected to it. And I just looked. Uranus was in Pisces last year. I have the ephemeris in front of me to look at that. So, but yeah, you're right. I do think that because I've become more sensitive to it over the times, and I've been studying astrology like immensely this year. I've been studying astrology since I was a child, but, you know, I've grown up a lot and studied it more and more and more intensely over the last, you know, couple years, that I feel like I'm more sensitive to the transits and when they happen, you know, so it makes sense that I would feel it more intensely.
Wow. So
yeah.
All of you.
Don't you notice that yourself?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I feel like, you know, I guess when it comes down to For me, it's more about words, you know, like I'll say a word and I've never really said it before and it'll be a real word and I'll have to look it up, even though
wow.
the context that I use it in is like correct. So I feel
that
like
makes sense though.
Yeah, and this happened, this started happening like this year. You know, I always say like, okay, I'm not smart, like I'm whatever. But like I mean that, you know, like I feel as if I'm receiving information from a higher dimension. I feel like intelligence is being put through me. It's not my own. It's not like, you know, my own mental process that I can grasp or my own words, but it's rather something higher that just allows me to use words that, you know, may seem complex or may seem intelligent or whatever, even though I don't really feel like that. But I've noticed that, and I have noticed the heightened telepathy, especially with you, as we said. It's like
yeah.
getting a little bit scary. So I think I'm going to have to wear like a tin foil hat or something.
That's funny.
Yeah, because it's very scary. Any of you guys in the chat room, if you would like to discuss the vernal equinox and the spring equinox and call in with your stories as to how you plan to achieve something this year, or with stories of how, I guess, this heightened psychic energy has been expressing itself within your life, please feel free to do so. The number to call in is 646-727-1091. Okay. Oh my God, we only have 4 minutes left.
I was just writing you privately to tell you if you wanted to extend it, you should.
Telepathy.
Right?
It's so weird.
I know. I was just like, oh, I better write him. He might not realize that we only have 3 minutes left.
No one, you know, maybe no one understands how scary this is for us, but we've been, like, telepathically communicating all day. It's been to the point where we've said the exact same sentence as one another.
I know.
The same second is so scary.
Like, numerous times, too. This wasn't just once. And then
yeah.
there even been a couple of times where we both said the same thing, but it was, like, a little bit
yeah.
worded differently, but there have been a couple
yeah.
times where it was exactly the same word. It was like, oh, my gosh.
It's scary. Like, we are
Where's my tin hat?
progressing towards telepathy. It is very scary. Well, we do have a caller. I don't know if they want to speak or not, but I'm going to put them on anyway because that's what I do because I'm a rebel. 616, you're on the air.
Well, girl, are you a rebel, girl? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just,
How are you, Jake? What's your name and where are you calling from, Jake?
I'm Siaka, and I'm calling from California.
No, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. You know, someone won't stop playing the keyboard. Oh, you stopped. Never mind. They
well,
were just like seriously a second ago.
How has the spring equinox been going for you? You know, we're talking about activity, achievement, initiation, life direction, passion, how it is that we plan to live our life in the future, feeling alive, having a new birth. The fusion of psychic energy and awakening within the context of our physical reality here. How is that all like playing out for you? We can start with what it is that you are going to affirm for yourself within this year to achieve. So shoot, what is it that you want to achieve?
Whoa, that was a mouthful. Here.
Oh yeah, I can breathe now.
Good Lord. Okay. Wow. God. I don't know. Today was I thought today was an alter something in like the whole world. I thought it was, I heard that it was an alter. And I'm really sad because my fish is dying today. He's 4 years old. It's not my fish. It's my little brother's. That's way off topic. Anyway, push that aside. I don't know. This year I plan to achieve. what the crap? I didn't. Usually I mute myself when I clear my voice, but I don't know, this year I plan to either get an internship or, maybe I would plan to, oh crap, I just had it, oh, get a real job, not an internship or something like that, but that's what I plan to do this year. Oh yeah, and I'm getting my driver's license next week, so that's another thing. going to be achieved?
Very cool. Well, I'm going to warn you about road rage, so don't run over anyone.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Funny story.
I know how you are. I can feel it psychically. Don't run over anyone, okay?
30 points. You know what I do? I go 30 points, 40 points. Oh, look. That's what I do. Oh, God.
Okay, now, next. Let's stay on topic. How do you feel like the psychic energy has been awakening within you? Do you feel like what metaphysical practices and spiritual practices have you been moving towards, or maybe you've been having weird dreams or seeing auras or angels or aliens or whatever? So a little bit about, you know, that kind of thing for you.
You know, I was on last night. Whatever was that from? I was researching something about. This is on topic, so don't worry. I was researching something about psychicness last night because Emma Rose. Okay, she brought up something about crystal children, and these are people that are born in the like 1990s area and the 2000s. And they're called indigo people and crystal people, and it's apparently said that they are going to be leading us somewhere. I just remember that it was just recently that they were born.
Mom
wants a chips. Oh, okay.
Okay, well, why are you talking? One second. While you're talking, I'm just going to remind the chat room what the topic was for today. Today's topic was about that spring equinox and how it relates to a period of emergence, life and activity, and life direction. And I was simply associating the energies of Aries to your life specifically and what the equinox means with my guest, astrologer and Reiki healer or practitioner, Starlene from Healing Spirit Community. And now on the line here, we have Jake calling in. Jake from Jakeify Your Day, another cool show which is metaphysically oriented, even though the topic changes from week to week or day to day or whatever. And now we're here asking him about how the spiritual awakening and psychic awakening, which is in alignment with the spring equinox this year, is occurring for him within his life. So I hope that clears it up for anyone who's entered into the chat room or just came into the show. So, Jake, let's hear. How's the psychic stuff showing up for you?
Crap. Okay. I just muted my phone. I just brought major smack down to someone. Okay. I'm out of breath. I'm so angry. Okay, there we go. Peace. Okay. You're saying what changed for me this year spiritually and to psychically?
Yes, psychically, yes.
In the past week. Oh, from the past week?
Yeah.
I've noticed that I have felt the will, the urge, the impulse to...
She's a mini astrologer, everyone. He's talking astrology, the will, the urge, the impulse. It all relates to Aries. Go ahead.
I love it when they talk astrology and they don't realize it. It's awesome.
I know.
I didn't even realize it either, but
Yeah.
That's weird.
But I know. That's why it was so cool.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet. Wow, very divided attention here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, me. okay, yeah. I felt the urge or whatever to start getting into it a lot more than I already have been. I've been meditating a lot. I had a really bad time saying that earlier today. Meditating a lot more. I don't know, trying to get more in tune with myself and others.
Okay. All right. That sounds very nice. As Aries is a self-oriented energy and sign, and it does reflect on a period in which we need to learn how to utilize our own self-energy. So, Starlene, one question I would like to ask you, what do you conceive of – happening with, you know, the Sun being opposite Saturn, with Saturn in Libra, because here we have the spring equinox, we have all this amazing energy and drive and impulse to get something done, to achieve something, to do something new, to take, you know, a step and be a little bit courageous in our endeavors and to actually, you know, go after that dream job or go after what it is that we want to have happen for us in our lives. But on the other end of the, let's just say, sky, we have Saturn here in Libra, basically opposing the energies of Aries. And, you know, so could you just touch on what Saturn in Libra means for you, and then I'll say what it means for me, and then maybe we'll get the mini Fox astrologer here, Jake, to tell us what it means for him. So,
yeah. Yeah, well, I think that Saturn in Libra is putting some Saturn, a lot of people think of as a very malefic planet, where I don't think so much of it is a malefic planet as much as it is a planet that teaches us things. I think you share that viewpoint with me. Yeah, and so the last probably beginning part of this year has been a trying time for you, you know, being that Saturn is in Libra. And the fact that, you know, Saturn being in Libra will bring, not just for Libras, but will bring a lot of tension in partnerships and relationships. It will bring, you know, make some of them that, you know, no longer suit you maybe be released and new ones manifest, you know, or bring some stresses to those relationships so that they can be healed and move forward from. You know, it brings that kind of strength to it. And these are all, like, lessons that we needed to learn. These are all, that's the Saturn energy, the teaching Saturn energy, you know. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Like, it might appear bad breaking up with somebody, but at the same time, there's always hidden blessings, you know, and that's the way I kind of look at that. So that's my take on Saturn and Libra.
Okay, so Saturn and Libra is basically teaching us how to deal with, you know, I guess the structure and definition and the reality that not all relationships are going to last forever.
Right.
And on the other end in there, we have, you know, the Sun and Aries dictate, or the equinox dictating to how we, you know, take on a new start and a new life. So basically, you know, to weigh it, would Saturn and Libra kind of put the focus or cause a damper on that new beginning for some people who are already in relationships and, you know, already going through relationship problems in some way?
Oh, do I think it may? I think it may, and I think it even may bring some relationships to, you know, the end where, you know, it's time to move on, move past. And that might be something that, you know, people have felt this past week and might feel continually for a week or so, you know, just because the placement that the planets are. Whenever I see an opposition, I always think that there's a tension between the two things. I think of them being polarized. So it makes sense. Saturn is a great teacher, being in Libra, and that's the partnerships energy, that's the balance and everything like that. And then you have the Sun in Aries, which is about new beginnings and is about starting, you know, fresh, and then being the equinox, being this new beginning kind of thing. So it could even bring, like, you know, tension to things, to end them or even bring them to a new position. It might be like, you know, reforming in some way, you know, reforming the
absolutely
energy of the relationship.
Absolutely. Uranus is all about reformation, and it's right next to that
yep
marker for the spring equinox. Okay, we have a Skype caller. Skype caller, ooh, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, Jen. This is, it's Vivi.
Hi.
No way.
Oh, yes.
No way.
Hello.
Hi, Vivi.
Hello.
I'm glad you called in.
Yes,
thank
we're
you
so happy you called in. How are you doing, Vivi? Could you first officially say your name, not your last name, but just how you pronounce your first name on the air?
Do you want that in Flemish or in English?
Let's try both.
Okay. In Flemish, my name is Vivian.
Okay, Vivian. Okay, and in English, it is...
Vivian. Or Viv.
I like it. Okay, well, which do you prefer to be called?
Viv, I think.
Viv? Okay, I'm going to call you Viv. Now, Viv, what is it right now that you want to achieve for your life and in your life?
Well, you were saying about the equinox and what it meant for you, or for me, rather.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because this is a period of initiation, emergence, you know, the beginning of new projects, the birth of new activities, things that are going to help us move forward, things that will help reform the manner in which we relate to society and humanity, and things that will give us structure, organization, as well as heal us in some way. But it all starts with that, I guess, first step that we take in life. So we have to walk out on a path. So what path are you choosing to walk?
Well, the thing is that today and yesterday I downloaded a couple of audiobooks by both Dan Millman and Lisa, oh my God, I've forgotten her name now.
Okay.
But Lisa Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
But are you interested in my astrological signs?
Yes.
My son is in Aquarius. Sagittarius.
Okay. I knew it, though.
My son is in Sagittarius. I was born December 11th. My moon is in Aquarius.
Wow.
My ascendant is in Cancer.
Oh, so sweet. Mine is in Cancer as well. That's why you always come off as very caring and nurturing and loving and nice and sweet and at the same time realistic and able,
mm-hmm.
you know, to go to that dark place if you need to when you feel that someone is attacking you emotionally. But at any rate, Cancer ascendant is usually always nice and bubbly and sweet, so you definitely radiate that Aquarius, that Cancer energy. Starlene is an Aquarius, so I'm sure she has a lot to say about the Aquarius energy.
Absolutely. I mean, you probably have, since this equinox, I don't know, but you probably have been feeling quite creative and quite energetic and feeling like moving into, you know, different things in your life. I don't know if that's been anything that you've been affecting you, but I think that, you know, if not, thinking about those things would probably be helpful for you, and maybe even revolving around, you know, your home life or relationships, being that you have that Cancer in there. Maybe there's something in your home life or relationships or something that you might want to think about reforming or re-energizing as well. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I have my son is an Aquarius, and my ascendant is an Aries, so I think I get really vibrant in this time of year, you know, the Aries ascendant. I think that makes me very vibrant. But I'm curious to see, and it's interesting to listen to other people and the different, you know, different placements that they have, like their ascendant and their moon and such, in different spots, and how this energy interacts with them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, Uranus, the transiting Uranus in Pisces this year is going to be a big, big deal for people that are aligned with the Aquarian energy, you know, like for the Aquarius people out there, because Uranus is your ruling planet. It dictates to what you do. It dictates to your energies. It's the ruler of, it's the ruler of your cosmic role in some way or another. And, you know, for when I say cosmic role, I'm speaking about your sun sign, what it is that your purpose is on this planet. And the sun sign for everyone, while it may be the same, while Starlene may be an Aquarius, and while, you know, Viv may be an Aquarius, the the planets are going to
be... Sagittarius, sorry. I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, but your moon is in Aquarius, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, with Viv's moon in Aquarius, it's going to dictate to, you know, I guess, basically different areas of lives. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. A different area of life for her as opposed to Starlene. So Starlene's sun is in Aquarius, so it's going to dictate to her character, her reputation, how she's known, and what it is that she does, once again, because the sun represents fire energy. And then for Vivi, with the moon in Aquarius, it dictates to her emotional life, her subconscious, her inner security, how she feels nourished, how she nourishes people outside of herself, and as well as her intuition and her psychic abilities. And with Uranus in Pisces, dictating to the progression towards spirit as well as the connection to the larger universal scheme of everything, you, Vivi, are going to find yourself looking for people who are compassionate and opening up to people who are nurturing, and you're going to find yourself doing the same thing, being nurturing to your fellow man, linking up with other people, being more and more sensitive to the feelings of others, and being extremely caring. And I feel like you are going to find yourself just bursting into tears sometimes, just out of the blue. I don't know why I feel like this, but I just do. And I feel like you're going to find yourself, I don't know, maybe you'll like watch like maybe some kind of video or something on the internet, and it'll be about, you know, maybe saving some children who are in poverty. And I just imagine you like crying or something for whatever reason. So I feel like you are going to be moved into a state where you're deeply touched by a lot of the problems that the world is facing because of the fact that Uranus and Pisces dictates to surrendering and giving up power in some way. And Uranus is all about being aware of those different things. So I feel like for you, on a subconscious level, and you're going to be aware of all the suffering that goes on in this world. Have you noticed it yet?
Are you talking to me?
Yep.
Because I've got no Uranus anywhere.
You have Aquarius. You have the moon in Aquarius, and Uranus in Pisces. It's a transit, so it dictates to your moon in Aquarius.
Okay. I sort of get what you're saying.
You failed to get what I was saying. What I said, basically, in a nutshell, was that you were going to become more aware and awaken to the suffering that goes on within this world, and I feel that you are going to find yourself more emotionally open to the energies of everyone around you, you know, on an unconscious and subconscious level. And I just asked, did you notice this, you know, within yourself as of right now?
Absolutely. Yes, I did.
And so I feel like for you, basically, what I said earlier, I didn't know if you heard it or not, but I feel like you are going to progress towards spirit. And in some ways or another, you're going to find yourself feeling the need to be reclusive because of the heightened sensitivity that you're going to be faced with right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like right now it's basically a wonderful time for you to reassess your emotional makeup, your soul nature, and what it is that you, you know, do to nourish yourself. Because you're moving beyond the mental spheres now, and you're moving into, I guess, a realm of intangibility and imagination and spirit. And I feel that you are going to have to totally take control over what it is that you imagine for yourself and for your life, because your imagination is going to take absolute precedence over how you live your life in reality.
Yeah, I get that completely.
So I feel like that's a major thing for you specifically. And, you know, and I'm sure Starlene knows this as well, being an astrologer, that the equinox is going to affect everyone differently. And the energies, are going to affect everyone differently as well. And with the sun being in Aries being joined with their Uranus in Pisces, and with it dictating to your emotional nature and makeup, you're going to find yourself not only being more sensitive, but basically wanting to act out on those different energies. You know, like you'll pick something up and then you'll want to act out on it because the equinox is all about action and what it is that we do. And you may find yourself going into periods of, as I said, you know, random or capricious reclusiveness, or feeling anger for absolutely no reason, and worry and hysteria and things like that, and feeling as if you don't know where to take action or what direction to take in your life. So I feel that the best thing for you is to always connect with your spiritual guidance, your higher powers, and things like that, so that you do know where it is that you can go. But it all starts with you being able to listen to your inner urges and instincts, the ones that are natural for you, and to avoid confusion. You know, don't battle between rationality and instinct. I think it would be better to merge the two and to give them an equal balance. Last night I said on Solana's show about, I guess I came up with this like triad thing, the triad of the mind, body, and spirit, and not over accentuating one or the other. Well, for you, you're going to have not only mind, body, and spirit activated, but you're going to have another one that I like to call life activated as well. So you're going to be pulled and pushed in so many different areas. And I just advise you to be able to get yourself into a state where you are just balanced. And you can do this through meditation. For you personally, I would advise meditation. And I don't meditate. I hate it. So, but for you, I feel like it would be wonderful for you.
So,
I can breathe.
So do you think, Jimmy, for me, it would be a good idea to become a recluse?
A
recluse?
What is that? I'm sorry. A recluse?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said?
Oh, reclusive. Okay, yeah.
Reclusive or reclusive, yeah.
No, I don't think it would be a good thing to just, you know, because when in being a recluse, you're over accentuating spirit, you know, and that in itself can make you become detached from your inner self, detached from society, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If spirit is overdone, then it can cause you to basically become mentally insane. And I do mean that in a joking manner as well as a serious manner, so you can laugh and then at the same time think of it honestly as well, you know. So I wouldn't be a recluse, but I would balance your, you know, how it is that you give yourself personal time and space to live and breathe and just be within your own head and within your own spirit, and then at the same time go into the world and take all of your spiritual and spiritually enlightened information and knowledge and share it with other people, you know, or put it to use, take action with it, and then communicate it to others around you, and then build a structure for it, you know. It's like balancing each different piece, so it's not a triad anymore, it's more of a quadruplicity. There we go. I stole that from Astrology Star. So do you understand that, Vivi?
I'm not sure.
okay. Well, basically what I'm saying is don't be a psychotic, crazy person locked up in a room. I'm going to say this in an easy way.
Okay.
House. All right. Don't be psychotic and lock yourself in a straitjacket up in a room and, you know, talk to dead people that aren't there. At the same time, don't restrict yourself to the physical world and become bogged down by, you know, the labors of work and the pressures of society and things like that. And do meditate, you know. So
yeah, but here's the thing, Danny. You've just described my life in a nutshell. It's either, you know, either one or the other. And I don't want to be in either one or the other. I want to be sort of in both.
Mm-hmm, exactly. That's what you have to do. Create balance, you know. Like, you have to do both. Take, the thing is the utilization of each. It's like, assess what it is that you're going to do when you do take action by utilizing the spiritual information. At the same time, use the active force to thrust yourself into I guess, a more directed spiritual path and or visualization or whatever it is that you want to do. So it's like giving yourself the affirmative to, okay, here I am. I'm going to do something spiritual. This is what I want to achieve. But at the same time, here's my spiritual knowledge that I gained. This is how I'm going to apply it to my regular life. You get it?
I think so.
Well, we're going to have to talk.
Not exactly sure, but I think so.
I try to make it simple, but so maybe Starlene can help clarify everything I said.
Yeah, well, I think that's, you know, you said it pretty pretty easily, just, you know, not being the recluse and letting those experiences come forward and learning from them and growing from them and embracing that side of you, that spiritual side of you, and, you know, maybe studying some spiritual things that would help you, you know, grow and flourish, you know. That's kind of what I took from what he was saying.
Mm-hmm. So, Starlene, I'm going to put you on the spot quickly and
okay.
ask you, I know you work with the chakras, right? A lot.
Yes.
And you have an extensive knowledge of the chakras and what they do and how they work, and everything like that. And I'm wondering for you, what chakra do you feel like she may need to work on or balance, or, you know, or something like that. You know, maybe there's a chakra that you feel is not in balance, or maybe there's one in particular you feel that she needs to accentuate. So
I'm feeling like the root and the sacral chakra both would be helpful for her to balance in that. And how you can do that is spend some time outside. If it's cold where you're at, you know, it's okay. Maybe a walk in the park. Luckily, it's spring and we're warming up, so do that, you know, even meditating, like he was saying, and meditate. You have roots coming from your feet that would help to balance that chakra, because I feel like there's some excessive energies that kind of need to be grounded, and that would be helpful for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the root chakra for me, I think as we were going over, Starlene was helping me understand the chakras, and I was just taking them from an astrological point of view and adding little different planetary positions to them. And for me, the root chakra related to Saturn, and Saturn was all
right.
about grounding and structuring, ordering, and things like that,
yeah.
coming back down to reality. So that's what I feel like, you know, you can work for you as well, Vivi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's definitely something I would advise you to do, because your energy is very, it's like, it's high, you know, and it is connected to, like, the spiritual realms, and it's emotional, and it's open, and it's sensitive, and all those kinds of things like that, but it doesn't feel like it's grounded. It feels like it's just swirling around in a circle. It's just
Absolutely.
Almost in a piece of it is everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
That's what you feel like, and I feel like it's a beautiful energy. It's like crazy how beautiful it is, but you just have to focus it, because it doesn't have focus. So one thing I would imagine is my energy all around me spread out everywhere, and then imagine it coming back around me, you know, or you, I'm sorry, and around you, and allow it to be the wonderful, like, purple, pink, yellow color that it is, and to add some structure to you. Oh my God, we only have 90 seconds. This is just a horrible event taking place. No. Well, I'd like to thank you so much, Vivi, for calling in. I think I got to ask you all the questions I wanted to ask you. I'm going to put Starlene's link into the chat room. Thank you so much, Starlene, for coming on. Thank you so much, Jake, for
yeah.
calling in. You are just a word.
Thank you.
After the show.
I love you, Lizzie.
Lizzie, where is she? She's not in here. What are you talking about? That's Vivi.
No. I thought that was Lizzie. Well, anyway, Vivi is just as good. So, hi, Vivi.
And thank you very much. chat room. You guys are the best. Thank you, Junior, Sir, and Star, and Eric, and Devotion, and Barbara DeLong. You were great on that show last night. Thank you so much for coming. You guys rock, Star. You rock. Guys, definitely check out her show and check out her website. I'm going to be there. She's going to be there. Everybody's going to be there and be square. Take care. Okay, guys, thank you so much for calling in. The show is not streaming it anymore, but I know I'm going to see all of you BTR people on BTR because we all sleep over on BTR. So I'm going to see you guys in the chat room. Vivi, thank you so much for calling in. You have the best spirit in the world, I swear.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Have the best spirit as well. Your spirit
Bye, Vivi.
Is so knowledgeable and so... I don't know. You're just so great at astrology. You have no idea. And it's just
I mean, we may not be... Excuse me, but we may not be streaming, but everybody...
Oh, no, we're not.
No, but everybody who's on the phone line is still on, and it will go into archive.
Yes, it is. What did you want to just stick on here and talk?
Oh, I can talk forever.
We can definitely get that going on here. Okay, well, what I feel... Oh, my God, I can't shut it off now. Okay, all right, here we go. So, Vivi, you say you're a Sagittarius?
Yes.
Okay, well, you do know that the Sagittarius...
I was on one of your shows the other day, and you put in a link for like a quick reading. Can't remember the exact... website at the moment.
Astro.com? It wasn't for
yes,
a reading. No,
that's the one. Astro.com, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it doesn't give you a reading, but it gives you your chart.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I wrote it all down. My sun is in Sagittarius. My moon is in Aquarius.
And you're right.
My ascendant is in Cancer. My moon is in the ninth house.
I love it. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So it over-accentuates your need to gain knowledge and to learn more and more and more, as well as you being attuned to ancient knowledge from a past.
My sun is in the sixth house.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to take those 2 points because they're one of the most important points I've come to conceive of. Now, Starling, for you, what do you, just to put this out there quickly, and especially for the people in the archives, because I feel like this, I don't know, I kind of like teach as I go, you know, like on the fly, kind of like a Gemini thing.
But,
what do you feel is the most important thing to look at when you're looking at a chart? Do you agree with all the astrologers as the sun being the most important, even though it does represent importance and, you know, it does keep us all alive. Without it, we would all die. But for you...
Uh-oh. There we go.
Okay. For you, Stanley, what do you think is being the most important?
Well, I think the sun and the moon and the ascendant, all three of them are very important in the makeup of who they are, who the person is.
Okay, very, very cool. So, I guess, in your chart, Vivi, the sun is in the house of service. Obviously, service is going to be a big thing with you. The sixth house is the house of charity work. It's the house of nursing. It's the house of making alterations, reparations, repairs, and things like that. So you're going to find yourself put into an area of life where you basically are going to have to fix the mistakes of others a lot.
Yeah.
So, for someone with the sun in the sixth house, I would think of them as the ultimate...
Excuse me, Fiona, can I interrupt you here?
Yeah.
I don't think I told you that Venus is in the sixth house as well.
And is it conjunct, your sun? Like, are they close together?
Well, I'm not sure about that because I only got a guest reading.
Huh? You've
it
never
said that both Sun and Venus are in the sixth house.
Well, most probably they're conjunct each other because that would lend to your spirit, you know, and your character and the fact that you loved I guess you're someone who either emits beautiful character or you are attuned to what is beautiful, you know? And I think you do know what beauty is, and you do know how to express it. And some way or another, you would express artistic sensibilities and aesthetic talents and things like that. Have you found this?
I think it is something that I need to concentrate on.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're all over the place? Like, just all over the place?
Yeah.
I can tell. The sun in Sagittarius is such a widespread energy, you know? Basically, Sagittarius energy is all about expansion. It's about exploring life. It's the exploration sign. It's about the explorer and the constant student. It's about the pursuer, the traveler. Those are the different archetypes that are associated with it. And basically, with your sun in the sixth house, you're going to have to explore different means of service. You know, you're going to have to do all kinds of service within your life. And you may even end up having to travel, you know, to foreign places, like across country or just in different areas of your where you live to serve people in humanity and to fix their lives. And I feel like that's part of your purpose in life, to be that person that's ready to heal another when they need it, to give them order, to give them structure, to refine. You understand?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think one of the ways that you can do that with being a Sagittarius is through, you know, I guess your passion, your knowledge as well that you've attained throughout your life, and working with people that are foreign to your culture, to your race, to your mode of living, to your mode of thinking as well.
Yeah. And also, justice.
Well, I'm sorry,
like,
what?
In a sense of justice.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, the Sagittarius is about justice as well, and law being dictated by Jupiter, so that makes sense.
Yeah, it does for me.
Oh, well, Starlene, what do you think about the sun in the sixth house? Do you use the houses, first off? Because, you know, not everyone does, not all astrologers.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do. And the sun being in the sixth house is all about your service and your practical effort and the work that you do, not like you're necessarily your work, but the spiritual work that you are on the planet for. So it makes sense that you would expand, and even, like you said, in the realm of outside of your culture or whatnot, you know, you would expand your work, your spiritual work, your, you know, spirit work or whatever you want to call it like that, would expand that service in other directions. What do for work?
Well, my work, as in job, was selling flowers on the market. But I have come across my spiritual work over this last year, and it's got to do with a communication issue between men and women, and it does go across the board, as in across race, across everything really. Not just race, but it goes across the continent, because basically all women are the same and all men are the same.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't really matter whether you're in China or in the States or in Europe or in Australia or wherever. You know, men are the same, women are the same, you know.
Yeah.
So you're a mediator. You're a balancer, harmonizer.
Yeah, that's exactly what I am.
That's
yeah.
What the astrological chart shows. You're basically a lover of humanity.
Basically.
And
yeah.
You put the beautiful aspects of people out there to the forefront rather than focus on the negative aspects. And you try and find the positive qualities within everyone, within man and female, and bring and merge those things together, whereas males lose the egotistical aspect that they have by bringing in feminine qualities, and females lose the need to feel defeated and like they don't have power by bringing in the male energies and aspects. And I feel like you could easily be an energy worker in that way because of the fact that the sixth house is, for me, it's like that, it is the Reiki house. I swear it is. For me,
yeah,
personally.
The house of service. Right, yeah, I agree.
And Sagittarius is all about the energy that you thrust, you know, the energies that you project, because the fire element itself is related to yang, which means the assertion of energy. And with the sixth house being, I guess, our daily work and employment and whatever, and daily service, you're going to constantly find yourself having to make everyone aware of their fellow man. And you'll do this by projecting a balanced and harmonized and beautiful energy. So I think that Reiki work would be important for you. And you can also utilize your voice in this work. And I think I told you this yesterday as well. About utilizing your voice as a means of healing and helping other people. So you're going to have to be like that counselor figure. And that's another thing that Venus dictates too. And it's in the sixth house. So I couldn't see you not being that type of figure. It's just that you are going to have to hold your horses. laugh, because, you know, Sagittarius is about horses, and slow down and, you know, stick to one thing, because you don't.
No. Do you think that I should learn Reiki?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Starlene is the Reiki person, so you can ask her all about it, and I think she does classes or something, I don't really know, so... Certainly, maybe you can talk to her about Reiki, because I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I think it would be really helpful for you. It helps you to focus, one, and it helps you open yourself up spiritually. I know that a lot of people that are just, you know, either in the spirit realm and understanding spirituality and different topics like that, and then they learn Reiki, it's like a doorway, a gateway for other things to experience. So, you know, I think it's helpful. I love Reiki. I think it would be great if they taught it in schools. I mean, the world would be a much more calm place, but, you know, I don't see that happening anytime soon, but I feel like it really, truly helps you evolve and grow your own spirit. And being that you are in, you know, your son is in the sixth house, I think that would be really helpful for you. Oh, in thinking about what you want to do and where you want to go with your, you know, your work. Yeah, with your spirit work, I should say.
Vivi, what is your 10th house cusp in your chart? Do you know how to read that? The 10th house cusp? It's the line right next to the left of your moon in the 9th house.
That reading, that website gave me, didn't sort of go into the 10th house.
Oh, no, well, it did. It you know how you said your ascendant was Cancer?
Yes.
Well, if you look to the top of the chart, there will be a sign above that line that would show your 10th house cusp as well.
Well, I don't have to sort of
read the
chart.
Okay.
I wrote down all the signs as it presented to me. But I wanted to say something. I mean, I can understand the importance of Reiki, but for me, what is most important is that there is a misconception between men and women. And I want to make people understand each other, as in men and women, understand each other as closely as I can. And I'm not certain that Reiki is the right vehicle.
For you to do what you
mean, I love Reiki, I believe in Reiki, but I think that it needs to be presented.
Well, you know, I know exactly what you're saying. There's something I call the alignment vocation, whereas it's the job that we do that leads us to our core purpose and vocation in life. And I see what you're saying. You feel that Reiki is not the correct alignment vocation for you to succeed at what it is that you truly want to do. I mean, the sixth house is all about service and... we said it a million times. I have to find other words. The practical application of your skills. There we go. That's new. And, you know, the skills that you have and possess obviously are dictated to by the planets within them. And, you know, the sun being in the sixth house shows that the skills you have are to be inspirational, are to be of importance within life. Let's see, what else do we have there? Venus, okay, Venus. The skills you possess are to blend and harmonize the different energies between male and female and just everything,
yeah.
You know, everything within life. And I feel that basically with the Venus and the Sun and Sagittarius, they're going to keep you from exactly doing any one thing that will allow you to get to the point that you want to get to. It's almost as if Sagittarius is a sign that touches on the things lightly, and I think I was talking to Star about this as well, whereas Aries takes it full force, and Leo never lets go of anything and never lets go of the energy. So for Sagittarius, you're going to have to learn how to just take a step and stick with it. A little bit. Oh my God. Accents.
No. I mean, let me put it like this, yeah? I mean, Venus is like the female planet, yeah?
It represents the beauty of spirit between mind and body for me. That's what it represents. It does represent female. You know, you are going to be an advocate for females, for women, for the equality of females, because of the fact that Venus is in the sixth house of the advocate. We're like running out of words here for the sixth house. But
thesaurus.com.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to that site right now. But
I can give you my coordinates, and you can look up my star sign right there and then. Or
do you have the link? Are you looking at it right now?
No. I wrote down all the, you know, like moon in the ninth house and sun in the sixth house and whatever.
Well, but how about this? How about I think, when is your next show, Starlene?
It's on Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday.
What's today?
Tuesday.
Okay,
it's
well...
Bearing the fact that it's like gone 3:15 in the morning here, Star.
Oh, my God. It's... 3 a.m.
That put a boulder in the works, didn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry, so I kept you awoke. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well, how about this? How about I get your coordinates, and then I'm going to do a show tomorrow, and then I can, like, give you information on them, or you can, like, come to my site and, like, I don't know, I think I'll start, like, a forum where people can, like, post their chart, and I'll give them, like, like a mini description about it or whatever. Even though on a show, I'll go I can't even say little regular anymore. I'll go into a little, you know, depth about your chart in some way or another. So I'm just going to get your coordinates right now, and then you can sleep, we can sleep, and we can all be merry.
I mean, I'm very willing to give you my coordinates. I mean, I was.
Oh yes,
born.
I do want them. I do want them, Mihao.
Okay.
When is your birthday?
December the 11th.
Powerful day. 1960. Let's guess 7. I don't know.
No,
1969.
61.
Oh, okay. Well, I made you younger. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And what time?
5:20 in the afternoon.
5:20.
Five,
is it 8 p.m.?
5:20 p.m.
You were born 5:20 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
No. No. No. Okay.
Then. It's too late here for that kind of question. Let me think. Yeah, 5:20 p.m.
Yeah, that's right.
Past 5 in the afternoon, yeah.
Oh, okay. You're confusing me. Great Britain or no?
No, in Belgium.
Belgium, okay.
What city in Belgium?
Ghent.
Can you spell that?
Well, the Flemish, spelling.
You're so tired. G, okay.
E-N-T.
Okay. All right, we have it. I have it. Oh, female. Okay. There we go.
Yes, please.
I just put female. I had genderless there for a second. Okie dokie. Let's look at your chart. Let's see what we have going on here just a little bit. Okay, you have your rising in Cancer at 1 degree. It's like exactly conjunct mine, which means we're just like, we love each other. And we're really similar. Your rising, why do I keep saying that? Your midheaven, the MC, the point of responsibility and structure and manifestation within the context of our reality is in the sign of Aquarius. And some would say it's contained within the ninth house, even though, you know, it's not within the Placidus house system. Your Saturn is in the eighth house like mine. Your Moon is in the ninth house like mine and Starling. Your Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Mars are all contained within the sixth house in the sign of Sagittarius. Boy, are you a freedom-seeking person. All about freedom, definitely. You don't like any rules. You don't play by them, but you like to make them. Now, Uranus is conjunct the fourth house cusp, which relates to your past life, your past inheritance, your family, your roots, and, you know, all that traditional stuff that astrologers like to talk about. But for me, I relate it to the temple of the soul. And you have Pluto there, so you did come from, I guess, what I would call a hard life, where you did have to face either critiquing from another person who broke you down in some way because they pointed out all of your imperfections, or you simply went through periods where you mold over the imperfections and things like that. Did you find that early on in, within your family?
Well, it depends how you look upon things. I mean, my family always believed in not how can I say this? Not giving someone a pat on the back because it would make them feel over and above themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I never got any compliments about being great at whatever I was doing.
Yep, I get it. I get it exactly. So you would say you lived a pretty bizarre or different home life. Do you feel that, or did you feel the need to break free from it and to be different from the rest within your family?
Yeah.
And to not be held to their views and their critiques and, you know, and all the things that they wanted for you, the way that they wanted to control and fix your life.
Yes.
Because they felt like there was always problems and mistakes there, whereas you just wanted to live. You just wanted to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, I see it. So, okay, there we go. And the moon is in Aquarius, which dictates even more to your childhood. You were always very different. You did feel different from your peers, which a lot of us have, especially people with the Aquarius energy, though, and the Pisces energy. You did feel different from your peers. You did, I don't know if you got into, like, little fights and things like that, but you have Mars conjunct the sun, so you are a warrior, I don't know about a fighter. Maybe you're a peaceful fighter,
yep.
But in any event, at Mars conjunct the sun is a fighter.
Well, I am, yeah.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not,
right.
If I'm not, I'm right. I'll fight down to the teeth, yeah.
Okay, there we go. Here, now this chart is making sense. The equality, okay, so you don't like the fact that you feel that women are the same as men. This is more of a feminist battle. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, how about I'm going to say that that's what I see from the outside looking in.
Yeah.
And I feel that, I don't feel like it's a bad thing, not at all. I feel that it's more about the empowerment of a woman, you know, as being equal to men. Would you say so?
To a certain point, yes.
Okay. And one thing I see here in your chart is that you, basically, I think, you know, your chart is just very focused towards, I guess, the political side of life. And I think that you would fare well in politics with your energy. Definitely.
Like politics?
Belgium, don't make me laugh.
Why? Tell me. I don't understand.
Just Google Belgian politics and you'll see why I'm laughing.
Okay.
No. Politics is not my thing.
Okay.
Well, you're maybe not like in a traditional sense of politics, but
yeah.
In like, you know, standing up for what you believe to be is true, that's kind of like politics too in its own way, you know, not necessarily
mm-hmm.
government politics.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
I have that in me too, and I'm totally not a politician kind of person, but I have the, you know, where I feel like it's something I feel very strongly about, that's just where it is, you know, like I'm like that. So it makes kind of sense in that respect. And it's interesting that you don't feel drawn to politics, but that's in your chart, you know, something that
mm-hmm.
is kind of neat.
Because she has strong views, strong beliefs. Strong
yeah,
ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it means. I think that's what he was saying.
Yeah. When I mean politics, what I was speaking on was your political views, because what it is that you're speaking here about doing relates to politics. You know, it is a political thing. When you start speaking on, you know, things that move upwards towards a societal nature, you're moving into the realm of politics because you're dealing with society, you know, on a bigger scale, whereas you're not just talking about your environment, you know, just around you. You're talking about other continents, you know, making people find this equality. And this is a political or a historic thing. It's been going on for the longest within the politics, within schools, within society and whatnot. So for me, I feel like a wonderful vehicle. I still definitely think of two different routes for you. One, I do see the metaphysical being a major part of your life. Two, I would look towards psychology and therapy and counseling and things like that as another route. Three, doing some sort of service as a, I don't know, maybe a nurse, maybe, well, you would be too bored with it, but maybe, as we said before, Reiki, healing work, energy work, but something active where you're outside doing something. And three, teaching and being a teacher and giving your knowledge, because your chart shows that you were, in fact, a teacher within a past life. So it's very easy to see in your chart.
I think the teacher or, like, the psychologist speaks most to mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely shows up in your chart, with the sixth house cusp being in Scorpio. And that's why it's best that I get to see the, you know, the whole chart, because then I can see what it's on the cusp. And then we have Pluto and the fourth house of domestic situations, as well as the temple of the soul. And, you know, you're basically going to get information about people from a subconscious level, whereas you understand people's pain and hurt, and then you understand trauma, you know, and the horrid, the horrible. You understand horrible things.
Yeah.
And you understand how to fix people's psychological responses to those horrible things.
Yeah.
And the teaching thing, I see in your chart, and I see all of this. I just see really intense energy in your chart, and I feel that you can definitely make a change in other people's lives based on your chart, but you're going to just have to do it and stop running all over the place, because it's not healthy and it's not leading you to the proper path you need to be moving towards.
Yeah.
The MC, the midheaven, usually dictates to the integration of ourself, almost within a total structure, in that it relates to the earth energy. And with that structure being related to Uranus, you're going to have to be someone who is progressive, someone who changes the way that people feel about themselves on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, it's in the sign of Virgo at oh my God, Starlene, what's that degree called? Anaretic. There we go. It's at an anaretic degree of zero and in Virgo, which means the energies are intensely amplified. And that's getting to, you know, numerological aspects as well. And Uranus governing your Jupiter and your moon and your midheaven, it shows that you're going to take on these teacher-like qualities and be someone who does, as I said before, heals, cleanses, transforms, repairs, alters another person. And you do it through your widespread communication, because of the MC being in Aquarius, which relates to broadcast. So you're going to have to broadcast. So one thing I feel for you is that you're going to have to start blogging and get your information on the internet.
Mm.
ASAP.
As in do a BTR show?
Yes, you could easily do that, because remember, you want your voice heard, and that's one of the highlights within your chart, your voice, for some reason.
You're not the first person telling me that.
Yeah, well, you have Mercury conjunct Venus. Mercury represents the voice, Venus represents beauty. Conjunctions relates to a fusion of and blending of the energies. When the voice blends with beauty, you get a beautiful voice, plain and simple. And it's in the sixth house of service, so you're going to have to use your voice to serve others, to serve the people. It's in the sign of Sagittarius, which means that your message has to be direct. It has to be blunt. It has to be of the highest standard. It's benevolent. It's about the good of the people.
Yeah.
So there you go. You've got me on a tangent here. Oh my God, it's hard to remember that I'm 19. I need to feel 19. I need to do something that's 19-year-old-ish. So, let's see what I can do. I'm gonna play a video game while we're talking. I'm joking.
Yeah.
So that's what I see for you, Vivi, and that's what I feel like you need to get to work with. So, you know, definitely, and and all of it links back to your ascendant. You're going to be someone that is progressive. You know, you're going to be different from the crowd. People are going to think you're crazy for what you do.
Yeah.
But that's the appeal, and that's how I see you benefiting.
Mm-hmm.
Venus makes a makes a sextile to Jupiter and the moon in Aquarius, so you've obviously haven't activated these energies yet, but when you do, you'll find that you receive an influx of knowledge, ancient wise information and knowledge from, you know, your subconscious that comes out of nowhere that will lend you, you know, I guess, a helping hand in the work that you're trying to do. It's all of us moon in the ninth house people. We all get this information, you know, this ancient wisdom that comes from almost the ethers or the ethers or however you want to say it. And Starling has it, I have it, and you have it. And, you know, it all comes to us in different manners. For you, it's about progression. For me, it's about the spiritual connection. For Starling, it's about universal structure and order. For, you know, hers relates to the earth element, so it's like business. She has a natural business sense that she gets help with from something higher or something deeper than, you know, her awareness. Whereas for you, it's like you get information on how to structure humanity and how to give humanity a schematic and a plan to follow. You understand? And for me, it's like I tap into that spiritual connection and, you know, I guess, I don't know, whatever. I'm bored with talking about myself already. But for you, it's just basically time for you to just tap into that right now. And with Uranus transiting over your 10th house, it definitely is time to get to moving as far as your career.
Okay. Can I get a bit of validation here, please, Dionne? Back in, I suppose it was early June, I was awakened in as much as I realized why I was on this planet. I knew that I had a mission, which was to bring men and women closer together. And from what you've said, it seems that my astrological chart is basically validating that. Yeah?
Absolutely, absolutely,
right.
Absolutely. It's bringing humanity together. It goes beyond man and woman, you know?
Yeah.
It's beyond that. It's humanity. It's the structure and universal plan for humanity. Man and woman were always meant to be together, but for you, with Venus conjunct Mercury, your mind and your brilliance will be seen through how you bring people together, and it's through the communication of this that you will find yourself most efficient and proficient and applicable within our society and reality, and that's how you will bring healing to other people. That will be your service to humanity, and it will be within society, and it will have something to do with the law, and it will go into political aspects. No matter what you say or what you do or whether you shy away from politics or not, it's going to get to that point in some way or another. And the birth chart absolutely validates it. You know, your moon in Cancer is obviously your Cancer ascendant is obviously very different from my Cancer ascendant. It's like it's more prone towards, you know, I guess justice, like you said, and Jupiter is conjunct your moon, and you're all about justice, and you have four planets in
Sagittarius,
and the ruler is Jupiter, which is in Aquarius, which is ruled by Uranus, which is the ruler of your MC, which is your responsibility and purpose in this life. It's like ridiculous how it all links up, you know, for me as an astrologer, just looking at each of these different parts. It's like the moon, it's your subconscious, your past life, it's conjunct Jupiter, which is the planet of justice, it's in the sign of Aquarius, which is the sign of, humanity as one one consciousness, one unified, body, but one unified source of intelligence, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the ruler of those in Uranus, which is also the ruler of your MC, which brings it all to the forefront as a career and things like that. So, you know, your chart shows it perfectly and quite simply. I mean, there are other aspects and there are other things you're meant to project in this world. And your warrior attitude is going to be a major part of this, but it can be a major detriment and setback at the same time. So, you're going to have to talk to me again, buddy. So that
oh, yeah. I get that. Preferably at an earlier time.
Please.
Oh, yes, please. It's
24
in the morning, eh?
What time?
4:20 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
How did you do it? Well, I'm so glad you came even at 4:20 in the morning. It shows how much you care. And
I should listen to this again in the archive.
Yeah, you have to. Definitely have to. It's so much information here. And, you know, it's not anything compared to, like, when I write. Because, I don't know, it's something about writing. It's just, like, just inspiration. I don't know. It's just weird. But at the same time, I think you should definitely check out Starlene and her show and what she has to offer as well with, you know, her website, Healing Spirit Community. And, you know, just check out all the shows. I remember I had this one woman. She would, like, call in the shows and she would get these readings and she would call in every show and I would be like, okay, well, you got my reading. We'll call every other psychic, too. And she was like, I will. You know I will because, like, I would see her at all these different shows. And she would really call every psychic and it would be fun to me. Like, I didn't care. It was because she was a good person and she was just looking for the right psychic to give her the right information, you know?
Right.
And for her, it wasn't like asking the same question over and over. It's like really finding someone who could help her with her different situations. And we would joke about, like, you know, her and her search to find the right psychic, so she would call everybody. But that's the thing. Like, for me, I'm not looking for, like, to try and, like, keep clients and to, like, do all this kind of other stuff that some of these other psychics here in BTR are trying to do. I don't even want to be called a psychic, but I feel like I feel the need to tell you it's important to check out everyone and to know who the best are, you know?
Mm.
And you can find that, like, on my site, like, on that site, because I will list all the best psychics and all the worst psychics, and it has nothing, it's nothing personal, it's just what is, right? It's about the law and the truth.
Yep.
And you're about that. So, definitely check out Starlene, because she is one of the best in her field and in what she does and with her, you know, unique chakra-related astrology thing. I think the name is Chakrology. Astro-chakrology. We were coming up with it. It's just a fun little name. I don't know. But, you know.
Chakrology.
Yeah. Chakrology. I love it. But, so, Vivi, we're going to definitely see you again, and I hope you got something out of this, you know, because...
Oh, you get so bored of me,
What did you say?
It was great to talk to you, too.
Oh, you too, Vivi. Thank you so much for calling. You are the best. You rock. You're a trooper.
Thank you, Jimmy. Bye, Star.
Adios. Good night or good day. Good
night. Definitely good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Star. Thank
fun.
You so much. I think I feel
yeah.
like I talk too much. You can always just tell me to shut up, you know, and I tell every person that comes on the show with me to just tell me to shut up when they want to say
okay,
something.
You did great.
Oh, I had to keep talking, but I know that you want to get off of here, so I'm going to just wrap up the show. I can't play music now, that sucks, but thank
Aww.
You so much for joining me. I'm going to go in the chat room now, and I'm going to I'm going to go around Block Talk Radio and just look around for shows.
Okay.
Okay, but thank you so much. So
okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.